This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Let's be happy about our Sabbath here. It's good to see all of you here. Sorry you have to hear me today. But it happens sometimes. Are you ready, love? Good. Each morning is a fresh new opportunity to live a full and enriched life with our Lord. It's our choice on how we want to live each day for the Lord. In Lamentations 3:22-23, we hear these words: "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." I love that little section. The mercies never cease. They are new every morning. No matter what's happened during your day, no matter how you go to bed, worn out, tired, grumpy, ill, disheveled, unsure, scared, or worried, you know when you wake up, you have new mercies every morning. Praise Jesus for that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about five habits to help start your day with Jesus. And it's written, I took the information from a lady named Carly Logan. And I felt like these five things we all could relate to. Now, I know mornings are different from lots of people. Being retired, my mornings are usually very slow. And whatever I choose to do or not do, that's how my morning goes. But I can remember those days of working and jumping out of bed and, or maybe hitting the snooze button two or three times before I got out of bed, getting that bath or shower, clothes, lunch, everything, racing out the door. And maybe I didn't start every day with Jesus. Same thing for you parents and you grandparents with children and jobs. And mornings can be hard, but I think if we all stop and find one way that we can start our day with Jesus, our day will be better for it. And we'll be better people throughout the day. The first suggested way is using Bible study. And maybe you don't have time for Bible study in the morning. 15 minutes earlier wake-up call. That's a lot. But that's all it would take for you to do a little Bible study. We all need soaking up time in the Word is one of the greatest ways to connect with the Lord in the morning. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Holy Bible is God's word to his people. And what a beautiful gift it is that we live in an age where we have quick access to the word in our very own language. You know, there are many countries over in Asia, maybe called third world countries, and they don't have Bibles at that access or that they can get their hands on very often. There's even countries when it's kind of illegal to have those Bibles there. But that's not the case for us. We have all kinds of Bibles. You know, there's different versions like King James Version and the New King James Version and the English Bible and the New International Version. There are so many available to us. But not just in printed form in a book. You can pull it up on your phone anytime you want to. All you have to do is type in if you've got that little Google search. What book of the Bible do you want? And what verses do you want to read? Amen. On your iPad, on your computer. You can listen to iPods. They'll even read the Bible to you. So we have access to the Bible all the time. I wouldn't suggest this all the time, but if there's a day when you've got, you know, maybe an hour or two trip ahead of you, listen to that Bible on your way if you don't have time to study that Bible in your home. Through his word, we can see his faithfulness from generation to generation and relate to those who have gone through trials, tests of faith, or big calls of God before. Studying the Word can also be a gift to do with someone else. Studying with a spouse is a way to develop even deeper intimacy and a way to grow in faith deeply rooted together. Time in the Word with a friend. Now, I know this has happened some with some people in this church. I know it can happen with your neighbors. It can happen with your family members. It can happen with, I don't know if I said friends, but friends again. Time in the Word with a friend can also provide a path of developing godly friendships and what it means to do life with someone through brother sisterhood in the faith. Invite the Lord to guide you in what He has for you to discover from His Word for every season. Reading and sharing the same devotional books, such as Jesus Calling, that's a way to share devotion, to share Bible study. Listening to the same podcast. Maybe Anna's listening at her house, and maybe her cousin Laura is listening in Greenville, and then they can talk about that podcast and what information they gathered from it. But I know here in our church, we've often used the Bible app, and we can share thoughts on that. I know several of you have been on the Read the Bible in a Year Bible app. There's been several other times that some of us have chosen like a subject, maybe it be on fear or grace, and we would listen to those lessons through the Bible app. And then when you're finished, there's always a section where you can type in your thoughts or something that you want to tell a friend. So those are ways to start Bible study with a friend. Next is journaling. Journaling's hard for me, and I don't know why. I talk more than I write, but journaling for me is hard. It's like I don't know what to write. Sounds like a kid in school, doesn't it? Another thing, I tend to lose my journal. I might have it Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, it's a different place. And by Saturday, I have no clue where my journal is. But prayer journaling or conversation journaling with the Lord is another great way to start the day richly soaked in the Word. What is most important in journaling with the Lord is that we invite His Holy Spirit into every crevice and corner of the conversation, and we test each word. I love that little word, crevice. When I think of a crevice, I think about those little lines, not the big lines on the sidewalk, but those little broken spots, you know, those little crevices. Might be little ants in there, might be an ant mound in there, might be a plant growing out of the sidewalk. But the Holy Spirit in every crevice and corner of the conversation. In John 16:3, we hear, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come." Jesus offers us His Holy Spirit to guide us in truth and understanding. Prayer journaling is also a great place to write down your daily prayers and petitions. And then over time, as you look back at former entries, you can see firsthand how God has answered the prayers you wrote down. I read something interesting this week, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but God can answer your prayers in three ways. He can say yes. That's what we usually like to hear. He can say, no, not yet. And then He'll say, no, I have something better planned for you. Sometimes that's the best thing to hear from God, because we want what's best for our lives. This is part of what, through Scripture, we are called to remember. Remember His faithfulness. Remember in the book of Joshua, when the Israelites crossed the Jordan, God called the people to build a reminder of 12 stones as a tent. That's not the right word. To build altar. I don't know why that word is there. To build an altar of 12 stones as a tangible reminder of how God literally parted the sea to lead the people through. In the same way, we can do this by writing down our prayers and recalling the places where he has seen us through the waters. It is important to praise him along the way with grateful hearts and spirits. And so if you're not a good journaler, I was thinking, what could I do different? Maybe I can do bullets of words or bullets of phrases. Or maybe if I read a really good Bible verse, maybe I want to write that down in that section. But there's lots of different ways you can journal, and I do agree it's a good thing to do. Many people do prayer journaling. And then we have worship music. Time with the Lord in the morning ought to always focus on sincere worship and thankfulness to him alone, not just what we can get out of it. You don't go to him in prayer or don't petition him just for us to get something out of it. Praise through gratitude in our words. And are you ready for this one? How many of you get ready to worship God every morning just like this? With dancing. Don't you love it? See that spirit in that little girl? She's just dancing her heart out. I'm sorry. Well, I lost my place just because I said that. Dancing before the Lord, or raising our hands and voices in worship music, are ways that we can lift his name on high. I don't sing at all. I mean, I can't sing at all. I do sing. I used to sing with my first graders, but I always said I'm not a good singer, but it kind of goes like this. If I'm in my house by myself, I sing. If I'm in my car by myself, I really sing. That just is my place. But don't be afraid to sing and lift his name on high. I know yesterday we were taking a trip to a meeting that Anna and I had, and Bailey didn't have a babysitter, so she was going with us, and she said, Mama, where's that song? And Mama knew exactly what song, and I'd never heard of it before, but it was a Christian song, and Bailey knew every word and sang her heart out. And I'm thinking, that's what I need to be doing. I do sometimes, but so if you need worship music, you can find it on your phone if you have a phone. You can find it through your Alexa if you have an Alexa, or one of those little Google things that you can talk to and they'll talk back to you. You can also just have a radio. I'm not sure how people listen to music this day and time. I don't know. I'm kind of handicapped when it comes to that, but in your car, the radio always works there. In Psalm 96 puts it well in, sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. He's worthy of our praise, even when those praises are proclaimed through tears. You can praise through tears. Worship music is also a great way to prepare your heart and spirit so that you can enter into a time of prayer, a time of journaling, or a time in the Word. Sing to him a hearty song of your genuine love. I truly believe in the church, the first thing that sets the tone for a great worship service is the music. If you come in and you sit still and that music starts to play and you just listen, it'll fill your heart with joy and you'll just get that feeling and you're ready to hear the word from your minister. I know for many years as I was traveling to Welford to school, I told you I sang in the car, I would often sing This Little Light of Mine. And I would sing that because I was hoping, I was praying, I was worshiping God that he would give me the kind of heart that I needed to let my shine, light shine for those at school, be it children or adults. So just something as simple as that. I also ask God to let me be aware of someone else letting their light shine for me. which happened yesterday at the grocery store. I was extremely tired. We had been at our meeting for about 8 hours, 6 hours, and I had to go to the grocery store, and I was walking to get a buggy. I was just going to get a few things. I wanted a small buggy. A lady was right there. She said, "Honey, do you want a buggy?" I said, "I do," and she gave me my buggy first. That put a little extra step, pep in my step, and we went on through the grocery store. And then she saw me. She was wanting to look at the watermelon. This is just a side note. And she said, "Honey, do you like watermelon?" I said, "I really do." She said, "Well, let me tell you what. Don't ever buy the seedless watermelon." I said, "Really?" This was pre-cut. It wasn't a whole watermelon. I said, "Why don't I buy the seedless?" "Because somebody's had their hands in there getting all them seeds out. And that might not work well in your stomach." She looked in that case, she said, "Them seedless watermelons, I'm not buying that." I just turned my buggy and went the other way. So you never know who you're going to meet along the way. So another way that you can spend time with Jesus, and this is for that person who's not racing and rushing each morning to get to work. It talks about coffee with Jesus. Have you ever thought about having coffee with Jesus? And maybe you don't like coffee. Maybe you like hot tea, or maybe you like hot chocolate, or maybe you like Dr. Pepper, or maybe you like Coke or Pepsi, whatever your beverage of choice is in the morning. And you don't even have to have a beverage. It could be food with Jesus if you wanted it to be. And this is from the author, Carly Logan. "One of the greatest ways I find connection with the Lord in the morning is a set-apart time of coffee with Jesus. The word holy literally means set apart. Over time, I have found myself in the habit of giving my coffee time as an intimate, holy time between my Lord and me. It's usually early in the morning when no one else is around and the only sounds are that of the coffee maker brewing and the stream of coffee falling into my mug. Some of the most profound revelations and conversations I have had with the Lord was over my coffee." Coffee's not even required, and I've already told you this. Whatever you want to have in the morning that you can share with Jesus. And I'm going to put this in here. This is a little side note, but I read something about Dolly Parton, and it said she always gets up very early. And in parentheses, it said, so she was talking, "I'm normally up about 3 a.m. What do you do at 3 a.m.? That's snoring, snoozing time. But if you get up at 3 a.m., you have lots of time for coffee with Jesus. So whatever your wake-up call is, you never know what he might have for you on a coffee break. Even if you have a little break at work, and it's a place where you can be quiet. Now, at work, I don't always do a coffee break, but sometimes just to sit there and be silent. And if you really listen, you might hear a word from God. Yesterday, one of the ladies that was at our meeting that Anna and I went to was talking about her brother. Her brother used to be our pianist and organist at StarTex Methodist Church. He was so, so, so very gifted. And I told the ladies there, I said, if you're ever just sitting and you're having a moment of meditation, and you hear that piano music, it has to be Wayne playing that piano because he was such a great pianist. A walk with Jesus. Do you like to walk? Do you take time to walk? I'm not a good walker because I'm more lazy than I am ambitious and busy walking. But I remember back during COVID, unfortunately we will remember that the rest of our lives, and I didn't walk much, but you know, there's nothing to do. And Anna lived very close to me, so I could walk up the hill, and I could be at her house, and she and Bailey could walk down the hill, and they could be at my house. But up at Anna's, we had made a little circle of those little camping chairs, and we called it the family circle or some kind of circle. And we'd sit there and talk about what we're going to have for lunch, and then we'd talk about our service we were going to listen to on Sunday and what kind of food we were going to bring. And every once in a while, I get up and take a little walk, maybe with Bailey, maybe by myself. And it's so interesting what you can see if you go with open eyes. Now, I wasn't on a mission to walk fast to get in a lot of steps. I was just walking. the birds came to my mind. There were so many birds in that area where we lived, and I would watch them, and I would think about what kind of bird and how they acted and the sounds that they made. But you also saw little animals, all kind of bugs and spiders and cats and squirrels and maybe a chipmunk along the way. But walking with Jesus, oh, they're talking about you have to take your dogs on a walk. So why not take your dogs on a walk while you're walking with Jesus? It's a perfect time. Instead of listening to music or a podcast, take that time you would be using anyway to care for your dog and take a walk with the Lord. Spend time in a time of prayer or simply thanking Him for all that is around you in this brand new day. I know yesterday morning I was supposed to be at Anna's by 7:15. I'd hardly left Lyman by 7:15. Had no breakfast at home, so I just whished through the Bojangles because there was nobody in line. And when I came out, there was the bright, beautiful, orangish red sun just coming up over the horizon. That was a God moment right there. And I was just sitting in my car. It was beautiful. So y'all know my plight with my car. It's very old and I'm thankful it works. But the air conditioner is still not working in that car. So I had my windows down a little bit and I heard something as I went across the railroad track in Lyman and I said, that sounds like children. And it was about 7:30. And I was looking for the children. No. It was one of those V's of the Canadian geese honking and flying overhead. There was at least 20 in that group. That was the time of Jesus. And see, that was something I wasn't expecting because I was in a rush because I needed to be at Anna's house 7:30, 7:20, and it's already about 7:30. But anyway, let the Spirit guide you as well. He may lead you on a little literal path that you've not taken before that can speak to you in many different ways. It can also be an excellent way to calm yourself before the day really begins to wind up, and to allow God to prepare you for what this day will require. Sometimes walking with the Lord is literally walking and talking to Him. Now, I think another great idea is if you want to be outside, take your coffee outside with God, or take your coffee out on the porch and have your morning time with God. There is no one perfect way to spend time with the Lord or to invite Him into your early mornings. Now let's just quickly review. The five areas that I mentioned was Bible study, journaling, worship music, coffee with Jesus, and a walk with Jesus. The gift of a relationship with Christ is that there are no specific rules or methods how to exactly spend your time with Him. Take time to consider the different ways you can make a habit of spending time with the Lord to start your morning, or ask Him to reveal to you ways to creatively and truly spend quality time along together. So let me challenge you this week as you go out upon your way, whether you're working, retired, just living your best life, whatever it is. Maybe choose one of these ideas, one of these five ideas: Bible study, journaling, worship music, walking, and the other one I forgot. What? Okay. Coffee. Oh, how did I forget coffee? Oh, I love me some coffee. Or coffee with Jesus. Just choose one. Just choose one. And try it. Try it every day this week and see if it works for you. If it doesn't work, then the next week try another one until you find the exact one that helps you start your day in a good day with Jesus.